You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartselle, Alabama, so stay tuned.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama. I'm so glad to have Kelly Mize with me right now. I had seen a post from Kids to Love. Of course, many of you know Lee Marshall. She's been on the show a couple of times now, and the effort at Kids to Love to support foster kids in the area. They're doing some great things at Kids to Love, and I'm always happy to support them and mention them through The Mark White Show. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Kelly Mize.
Thank you so much, Mark. I'm so excited to be here.
The post that I saw, you had donated books to Kids to Love. Mm-hmm. How did that come about?
Well, I had talked to Lee Marshall about donating some books when I first published the book, which is in 2021, and just never came to fruition. And I have a friend, Robin, who actually works there. She works at Kids to Love, and she had wanted me to sign a copy for a baby shower gift that she was going to be giving that week. And we just decided that would be a great time for me to just drop off her book and at the same time drop off some extra copies to donate to Kids to Love. So really excited to be able to do that. I was so impressed with that facility. I had not taken a tour before then.
And now you have.
And now I have, and it's amazing. And they have a library of books that they, Robin was telling me, they handpick each book for each child that they think it would be a fitting book for. So,
that's great. So. How many books were you able to donate?
Just about 10, but I probably Excellent. Will do more.
That's terrific. And, you know, that's 10 more books than they had.
That's right.
And it's going to go to some kids that deserve those things that maybe haven't had books or toys or other items that Kids to Love provides.
Right. Yes.
That's so important. And the book is called The Beautiful Story Within Me. What led you to writing this children's book, Kelly?
Well, I've been a freelance writer for 20 years, and I've done just about everything there is to do. I had done everything except write my own book. I had contributed to many books. I've written hundreds of articles and devotions, and just really have enjoyed writing since my children have been born. And it kind of was the last thing left. People kept asking me, when are you going to write a book? And I didn't have an answer for them, and just didn't have an idea, didn't have the inspiration, and just got the idea for this book. I used to be a teacher. I was a teacher for 16 years, both before and after, before my kids were born, and then after I stayed home with them and then went back to work when they were older. But my last position was as an elementary librarian, and I just started thinking about all the books on the shelf that never saw the light of day. You know, as a librarian, I would dust them off and display them and, you know, try to get the kids to notice them, because a lot of times those books were great books on the inside. The book is kind of a take on the old adage, don't judge a book by its cover.
Okay.
I just started thinking about how are books and people alike, and there's so many ways. And so basically the main character of the book is a book. She's a book on a shelf that goes through some tough times. So,
excellent. I like that, because you are right. We are like books in that people want to peg us with a certain identity.
Right.
And that may not be at all what we are on the inside.
Exactly.
And if people don't give us a chance, then they'll never see that.
That's right. That's right. And it can be, you know, anything, any outward characteristic, you know, what we look like or our age or sex or race or how big our house is, or
sure.
You know, the list goes on and on.
Sure. Now, how did you enjoy teaching? Did you love that type of work?
I did love it. I loved the kids and I loved my coworkers. I just felt like God was leading me away from it. And I a big part of that is I wanted to devote more time to my writing. Also, my parents are 88 and 89, and so that's kind of a touch and go situation at all times. And I just wanted to be able to be available to them. And so I decided to just step down from teaching in 2020. And my kids are grown and out of school and learning how to be an empty nester.
Well, if my grandparents who raised me were living, they would be in that same age range.
Uh-huh.
My grandmother passed away in 2018 and my granddad passed away when I was 18 in 1998. So I can imagine the work. We had my grandmother live with us for 3 months,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Move in with us and try to take care of her and help her where we could. It's a labor of love to do that for your parents, but mm-hmm. it can take its toll.
Right.
As you're trying
so right.
to juggle all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the book goes, how have people been purchasing your book? Have you seen success with different platforms like, say, Amazon or Books A Million, these other places where people normally go and buy the books?
Yeah, I think definitely the most sales have come from Amazon. It is available pretty much anywhere online that sells books. Walmart.com, BarnesandNoble.com, lots of bookstores offer it online. But of course, Amazon, people think of where to buy something and they automatically go to Amazon. And a lot of times Amazon does mark it down, and it's usually, most of the time it's cheaper on Amazon than other places. But yeah, that's probably where the majority of my books are sold. And if I ever go visit a school or go to any other event, I take copies with me and sell them that way.
So you've had some events that you've participated in.
Yes.
What are some examples of those places?
Well, I visited a few schools, and I was the guest author at the South Huntsville Library not too long ago. And I've got a women's conference that I'm speaking at coming up, and I'm going to offer it there. And kind of the book was created really for all ages. It's a picture book, but I really, really wanted it to be for everyone. And so I'm actually going to read it as a part of what I say to the women at the women's conference, and I'll take it there. So.
And I'm sure you're open to other opportunities where maybe a school would ask you to come.
Absolutely.
And so we may have some teachers or administrators listening right now who might be interested in that. That would be great.
Yes, that would be great. I will say it's a faith-based book, pretty solidly faith-based. So I know it's not allowed everywhere. Although I did have the opportunity to share it at a public school last year. My hometown librarian is a friend of mine, and she invited me to come, and I was able to share basically, you know, encouragement, biblical encouragement to a group of public school kids. So that was really rewarding for me.
Yes. And that's something that's important to Lee Marshall.
Yes.
As we both know.
Yes.
And so that fits perfectly with her faith and what she likes to do
right.
with her mission with Kids to Love.
Yes, for sure.
That's great. Well, and you're going to have opportunities, whether it's in public school or private school or other events, the places are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like you feeling like you needed to give up teaching to move into writing. There's a reason for that.
Yes.
And the door's open if we keep pressing forward.
That's right.
Until we give up.
Right. You know, that's good encouragement. Thank you.
Yeah. We keep moving forward, and those doors are going to open. As often as I do a Mark White show, as often as I can keep this up, that's how the success of the Mark White Show is going to move forward, because of consistency and being dedicated to That's the right. effort. So you can't not be found
right.
if you continue to do what you're doing.
Right. Well,
here you are on this show, and there'll be other opportunities that you're able to go on other programs or maybe have a story in a magazine or a newspaper. There's lots of open doors in the world we live in with technology,
mm-hmm.
the way it's advanced. I mean, even you doing your own videos, you know, on a YouTube or something like that, where you present
mm-hmm.
yourself to an audience.
Well, that's a little scary, but
sometimes.
But thank you. I appreciate that pep talk.
Yeah, radio can be a little scary for yeah. some people. You know, even though this is pre-recorded, a lot of people are concerned about stumbling over their words and making mistakes.
Yeah.
I just want people to be able to share what they're doing and recognize it and have other listeners say, well, I want to find out more about that person and what they do. I think that's a great thing.
Yes, and you're doing such a wonderful thing here. I'm just so blessed to be able to be here and be with you and take part in this.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Kelly Mize here at Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations, my wife's business, where she is a seamstress at 402 West Forest Street. I hope you'll stick with us as we go into the next segment and talk to Kelly Mize some more. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them.
This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones, even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on the Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area.
Show right now, coming to you from Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations in Athens, Alabama. I have with me author Kelly Mize joining me here on the Mark White Show, the writer of The Beautiful Story Within Me. I found out about this book because she had donated books to Kids to Love, and I wanted to talk to Kelly about her book and give her an opportunity to share with you today. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Kelly.
Thank you so much, Mark. So
glad to have you. Who is Mark Brayer? The okay. illustrator. How did you connect with him?
I do not know Mark Brayer personally whatsoever. The publisher that I worked with for this book, they have certain illustrators that they work with. And so when I wrote the book, they gave me a choice of maybe 10 different illustrators. And so I was able to look at, you know, every illustrator has a different style.
Yes.
And so his was the closest to what I really wanted my book to be. So
the finished product, you're very pleased with the illustrations that Mark did.
I am, but I will say this. It is really, in writing a picture book, it's very important to have a good illustrator, but also it's hard sometimes to share that vision and to make sure that we are on the same page with. A lot of times I didn't exactly know what I wanted a page to look like. Mm-hmm. I kind of knew, and I had some far-fetched ideas. So, you know, just having somebody to be able to understand some of my crazy ideas. But yes, an illustrator is very important when writing a picture book. And he did a great job. I think the pictures are really pretty. It's a really colorful book, and I love that. So
I had an author on the Mark White Show not too long ago, and she had worked with an illustrator in the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And there was a language barrier
yes.
between them, but the product turned out great. She was pleased with the work that the illustrator had done.
Yes.
I just thought that was very unique to go across the world to have an illustrator work for you in the Ukraine and get past the language and figure out what she wanted and put it out in a way that she was very pleased with the book and illustrations.
Yes, I actually spoke when I was thinking about working with a different publisher. I actually spoke with someone, and I forget what country it was, but there was definitely a language barrier. But he did wonderful work, and I have heard really good things about a lot of authors, you know, using illustrators that from around the world. So,
do you have plans for more books?
I don't know. That is yet to be determined. I need an idea, and God has not given me an idea yet for a new book. Two, it's just a really, even just a picture book, which is short, 32 pages. Most picture books are 32 pages. Mine's a little longer because it has some extra things at the end. But it's kind of emotionally a roller coaster. Just, you know, goals that I have for myself and, you know, setting myself up for any sort of rejection, you know, for people that may not like the book or understand the book, and just kind of being on edge and wanting it to be perfect, which, you know, nothing never ever is perfect. But I don't know, it's been an up and down, and it's really easy to get caught up for an author in reviews, which thankfully I'm so blessed to have some wonderful reviews on Amazon and other places. But also, you know, I check my Amazon ranking and different aspects of it that can really be very discouraging. And so I'm going to have to be ready and just really have a project that I believe strongly in before I try to do this again, to tackle this.
I understand. I want to read something to you. And it says, creative, your art is more important than your audience. Mm-hmm. It makes sense to prioritize creation over being visible. And if you love what you do and you have a passion for it, that's the way I see my mm-hmm. show, is I'm going to keep doing it. If nobody's out there listening, I'm having a conversation with you.
Right.
And it makes a difference in your life and my life to have this conversation. And if nobody else hears it, we've established a relationship of communication, and you've been able to share what you do. And I feel like giving someone an outlet is helpful to them as they move forward.
Yes.
And they think, wow, you know, the Mark White Show has this big audience, and that's mm-hmm. wonderful. That's mm-hmm. terrific. If it didn't exist, I would still be making this show.
And that's the point you have to come to as a creative person. You have to, you know, remind yourself why you're doing it. I do that all the time, and it's so true. And it's funny because a lot of what I'm saying and what we're talking about are aspects of the book. And so I tell people I need to read my own book when I get caught up, you know, in the wrong things. So
there are some people out there right now who look at you and your book, and they may have an idea behind a story mm-hmm. for a story, but they haven't put pencil to paper.
Right.
And maybe they're having that writer's block mm-hmm. and can't seem to get past
oh, yeah.
it. What do you say to people out there who maybe are interested in writing their own book and just can't seem to get past whatever's holding them back from doing that?
I would say write it first. Go ahead and write that idea down. Take your time. Get it the way that you want it. And then just do your research. It is easier now than ever before to get a book published. Things have changed so much just since I started writing freelance. It used to be that self-publishing was kind of looked down on. It was less professional, and it has just come miles and miles. Self-publishing is always an option. Of course, you have to finance that yourself. Then there's the traditional route, and then there's a hybrid route where it's kind of half self-publishing and then half traditional. So the options are endless. I would absolutely encourage anyone, and there are so many people who want to write a book.
Yes.
I've heard from so many people in my lifetime who say, I should write a book, or I really want to write a book. You absolutely can write a book. And like I said, so many possibilities for publication these days.
We definitely live in a world where creative opportunities are endless. Just like in the show, there may be a lot of people who say, well, I'd like to be on the radio, or I'd like to mm-hmm. create my own show.
Yes.
And guess what? They don't have to have a terrestrial radio station to do that.
Yeah.
They can start something themselves, put it out there,
right.
and just create.
Yes.
Create, start creating, and see what happens. See if it sticks.
Yes.
Right?
It's an amazing time we live in.
Yeah. And that's what I look at, the different avenues and platforms that are out there for people to hear this show. And I try to utilize as many as I can. And when you're working on a book, and as you did, found how you wanted to get your book printed, you didn't have to have a major label to take that, mm-hmm. a major publisher to take your book and to legitimize what you're doing. You mm-hmm. did it yourself.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So as we close out this conversation, I want people to know where they can purchase your book. And again, I appreciate the fact that you were willing to donate to Kids to Love.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that this show helps you to have more book sales.
Thank
because
you so
people
much.
Are listening. I just appreciated your donation, your willingness to do that, and wanted to give you an opportunity to share further. So how can people get The Beautiful Story Within Me, Kelly?
It is available on Amazon and booksamillion.com, walmart.com, and pretty much just about anywhere you can buy a book online, they can order it for you if it's not in stock. So just lots of different places.
I hope that you find more inspiration.
Thank you.
That
I do
you'll
too.
Find that thing that allows you to write another book.
Yes.
Because you've already started the ball rolling here with a book, and more times than not, there's another one to come.
Yes.
At whatever point, I wish you well.
Thank you
as
so
you
much.
Move forward into the next book that you do.
Thank you so much. I'm waiting on God to inspire me.
Excellent. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Kelly Mize and Kids to Love and Lee Marshall. And we appreciate Kelly and her donation of The Beautiful Story Within Me to Kids to Love. I want you to check out kidstolove.org and support their effort as they support foster kids in North Alabama and beyond now. And check into Kids to Love and where you can fit to help. And then when it comes to Kelly's book, I hope that you will check it out. You will go to Amazon or these other platforms and order the book, The Beautiful Story Within Me, maybe as a thank you for her donating to Kids to Love. I like that idea. I like the fact that she was willing to do that for our foster kids in the area.
When we come back, we'll have a brand new episode of Cora's Corner as she reads The Beautiful Story Within Me, written by Kelly Wilson Mize. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
This is Cammie Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on The Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading The Beautiful Story Within Me, written by Kelly Wilson Mize and illustrated by Mark Breyer. And now, here's Cora White.
In the beginning, I was afraid of the dark place hidden in the shadow of the others. I was completely void of confidence, timid, and alone. But even then, there was a beautiful story within me. As a light emerged, my youth caught their attention, and when people took the time to look inside, they found a worth that extended beneath a shiny new exterior. My ideas were creative and meaningful because there was a beautiful story within me. Their approval gave me confidence. Even crowded among all the others, I was valued. My words brought happiness to many people. The people could empathize with me. They laughed and cried because I spoke to them in a way they understood. They were captivated, changed because of my existence. There was a beautiful story within me. But somewhere along the way, my strong, clear voice became nearly silent. My spine grew weak beneath the weight of all that had become expected of me, and a tattered experience began to define me. The years diminished my splendor. The novel charm that once drew others to me faded. But even then, when no one else knew it, I knew there was a beautiful story within me. Soon they overlooked me altogether. I felt unimportant, insignificant, and finally invisible. It became hard to remember a time when I had known anything but sorrow and dread. I thought everyone had forgotten me, and I was powerless to help myself. Yet somehow, even when I felt most alone, I did not give up. My hope wavered but did not fail, because deep down I still believed there was a beautiful story within me. To hear the rest of The Beautiful Story Within Me, go to kellywilsonmize.com. Mize is spelled M-I-Z-E.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White here on The Mark White Show. You can tune into Cora's Corner every Saturday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you will share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White.
And Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today. These are my